What do you believe about yourself? What do you believe about what you're capable of accomplishing? What do you believe about your environment? What do you believe about your current situation? What do you believe about your upbringing and how it affects you currently and for your future? Belief is a controlling factor in your life. You want to unlimit the greater you. Your beliefs will either help you do that, or they will stop you in your tracks. Belief is that an intangible force that is causing you to have the results that you currently have in your life. Belief. Have you ever started a health and fitness program and it seemed like you could only go so far in the program? No matter how hard you tried, you only could go so far. Have you started a new nutrition plan to get healthier? And it seemed as though your biomarkers only could get so much better. Your blood pressure always stayed in a certain range, your cholesterol, etc., etc. Are you a person that is obese, overweight, and you only seem to be able to lose so much within a certain range, but can never seem to get out of that box? It's a mystery. Listen to me closely. The mystery is your beliefs are controlling you. Beliefs control all of us. And most of us don't realize that we're being controlled by our beliefs. Consciously and subconsciously, our beliefs are controlling us. Why does it seem like a mystery of what's really going on? Because our beliefs go deep. They go very deep within us, beyond the conscious level. Our beliefs cause us to operate on automatic pilot. Our beliefs move us to act in certain ways. Our beliefs attract things to us. And it all seems like a mystery. Our beliefs are powerful. And in order to unlimit the greater you, you will need to change your beliefs. the beliefs that you have operated by with your old identity will no longer serve you with your new identity. Because the greater you has capabilities far beyond what you have lived with before. The capabilities of the greater you are going to take you places you have never been. But you will be hindered from getting there if you continue to use or to live by the beliefs within you that are attached to your old identity. Now that you have adapted a new identity, you can choose new beliefs. In the past, your beliefs were chosen for you. You picked them up from a child living in your environment, whatever that may be. The people that you were around, the organizations that you belong to, the groups that you were members of, helped you to form your beliefs. For many, beliefs were put upon you. You did not consciously choose the beliefs that you hold. But at this point, you're operating on a higher level, and you will choose the beliefs that are necessary to go where you want to go. So you have to ask yourself, what goals have you set for the greater you? What is your new identity? What are the new standards that you set for yourself? Based on all these things that we have discussed within the program, you now must choose beliefs that will support you to be the new you, to be that greater you. If you are a person that's obese, you may currently have a belief that your whole family is obese. Everyone in your family is obese. And you have accepted that that means that you have to be obese. Because everyone in your family is obese. It runs in your family. It's genetic that you're obese. And that there is nothing that you can do about it. It's a belief that you hold. You may be a person that operates at a level financially that is within the lower five figures. and all of your family, all the people you're around, also have finances at that level. And so you believe that you have to be at this financial status all your life. It's a belief that you hold. You may be a person, you believe that school is not for you. You believe you're just not good at school, you're not good at taking tests, you're not really good at math. You can read, but you're not an advanced reader. You can write, but you can't write that well. It's just not who you are. These are beliefs that you hold. You may be a person that wants love, but every relationship that you've ever been in has been a disaster. You attract people that don't treat you right. You attract people that don't make your life better. They seem to hold you back. Time after time after time, no matter what relationship you're in, it always happens to you. So you have come to believe that this is just the way it is for you. You just won't have a happy relationship. You believe it. You believe it. You may be a person that everyone in your family has high blood pressure. Everyone's on medication to lower their blood pressure. And you have high blood pressure. And you have come to believe that you have to have high blood pressure all your life. You may be a person right now where the majority of people in your family have type 2 diabetes. And you have type 2 diabetes. And you have come to believe this is just something you have to deal with because it's a part of your family. It was passed down to you. And you believe you have to have it. There's nothing you can do about it. Let me tell you. Your beliefs are controlling your life. Your beliefs are causing you to live below what you're capable of. Your beliefs are stopping you from experiencing the things that are ready for you to seize that happiness that you yearn for, that soulmate that you desire. Being whole, being healthy, being set free from bogged down by medication and disease. Your beliefs are controlling you. It's your beliefs. It's your beliefs. You have the power to change your beliefs. You have changed your identity. You've chosen a new identity. You now must choose new beliefs to go along with that new identity. You must choose beliefs for each area of your life that you've been working with. All those areas that we've been working with in the program, you need to choose beliefs to support you in your new endeavors, to support your new direction concerning your health. If you are a person that has been obese so long that you cannot remember when you were not, as your new identity is stated, you have a new outlook on your health. Your belief has been, you cannot be at your normal weight. Your body mass index. You cannot be within your body mass index. That is the weight range that's considered normal for you. Normal for your height and your gender. Okay. You must now choose a belief to say, I can and I will be a weight within my body mass index range. That must be your new belief. I can and I will be at the body fat percentage that is for my age and gender. This has to become your belief. If you are a person that has had high blood pressure and you have followed in the footsteps of everyone in your family that also has high blood pressure, your new belief must be, I do not have to have high blood pressure. I can be within a normal blood pressure range. I am capable of achieving this. This has to become your new belief. This has to become your new belief. If you are a person and your finances has hit a ceiling and you are at a lower range, five figures, all your family is in a lower range of five figures, you must choose a new belief for yourself. You must believe, I can go higher. I can go in the high five figures. I can go in the six figures. And you condition yourself, and you can even go beyond. You can progressively build up what your belief is in accordance with your identity, in accordance with your new identity. You will be conditioning yourself. You will be working with yourself on these things. And you should be growing into this new identity. You should be daily unlimiting the greater you more and more. So you may start at a belief, but you need to keep on moving higher and higher into that new identity and expanding yourself. That's why you must think through not your old identity. You must think through those role models that are already where you want to be. Because currently that old identity does not enable you to think higher. So you have those role models that we have discussed in other areas of the program. What beliefs do they have about their finances? Do they have a belief that they can only make in the low five figures? Do they have a belief that they, at a minimum, making the six figures, or at a minimum they make in the millions? What is their belief? They're where you want to be. You need to think through them. If you have more than one role model, blend it together. Blend those beliefs together. And then you form your new beliefs in the area of your health, in the area of your finances, in the area of your relationships, in the area of your career, in the area of your family, in the area of your marriage, wherever it may be. For each area of your life, you need to sit down and carefully think about what beliefs are necessary. Go back and study the role models that you have chosen, for the different areas. Go back and look at who you have chosen and examine their lives. Research to see what beliefs do they have concerning these subjects. What beliefs do they have? And then you need to incorporate that into your life, because they are where you want to be. They are revealing to you by their life what their beliefs are, what actions they take are telling you what beliefs they have, how they talk, how they think, the actions they take is telling you what beliefs they have. You take that and you form your new beliefs. Your whole life will be changed for the better. And you will unlimit the greater you.